The Honorable Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas, on AgriTalk yesterday, talking with our friend Mike Adams about all the mess with the budget right now and its impact back on farm policy. According to Congressman Lucas, every plan to reduce the deficit includes agricultural cuts, and he says it all depends on the plan that you're looking at, as everything's got a different set of numbers in it. One plan includes more than $30 billion in cuts, another $11 billion. And House Budget Chair Paul Ryan's budget plan has yet another number.
The Paul Ryan proposal would have affected all the cuts after the conclusion of the 08 Farm Bill. They wouldn't have taken effect until next summer. The budget cuts that are proposed for ag and everything across the board, either in the Biden group or the Gang of Six or the negotiations between the Speaker and the President, whatever that number may be in ag, that's a more immediate cut.
Congressman Lucas said he still prefers to finish out the fifth year of the Farm Bill before writing new policy.
That means fulfill all of the commitments made for next year that were made when people signed up for the Farm Bill in the 08 case. Now, that would be easier to honor under Mr. Ryan's budget, but if it's a Gang of Six proposal, or something like the Biden proposal, then I can't say with certainty at this vantage point when the cuts would have to take effect. That would be in the final deal.
According to Congressman Lucas, the Agriculture Committee and Rural America ready to do our part for fiscal responsibility in this country, but we don't want to do two or three times our part.
And as I've told leadership repeatedly, whatever your number is, if it's a part of addressing the overall national problem, okay, but give us the number and let the committee make the decisions about where those cuts are made.
At this point, there's no specific numbers, there's no specific time frame, and there's just no telling when the cuts would need to be made, according to Frank Lucas. He says that he's been telling members of his committee, if he's got a choice, we'll write the Farm Bill next summer under regular order.
But if we have to do an accelerated process, cinch up your belt, get ready to go, we're going to do what we've got to do. And it will mean, in effect, writing the next Farm Bill early if they make dramatic cuts in these negotiations to our programs.
How early is early? Well, it seems that we could be seeing farm policy being written as early as this fall based on some of the numbers that are floating around out there in these deficit discussions. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.